a word for you from Colossians chapter 1 verse 19. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. In all these verses here in chapter 1, most of them are referring to who Christ is and how he is the image of God. If you want to know what the invisible God is like, it says in verse 15, Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. By him all things were created, in heaven and on earth. It goes on and on, and speaking about how Christ is at the very center. Through him were all things, and unto him are all things. Listen to verse 17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And when it comes to the church, to Christians, Christ is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. Don't think that Jesus is just a picture on the wall, or an image that you can bow down to, which is something which you might like a crucifix. No, Christ is much bigger than that. Otherwise you become just an idolater. Christ is the fullness of God. You might wonder what God is like. Have a look at Jesus. See what he was like when he was on earth. And also what the Bible refers to him as being in heaven. Because when Colossians was written, and Paul is writing here, Jesus had ascended into heaven. And so Paul is referring to the power of God in Christ in heaven for all eternity. That is why in our verse today, in him, in Christ, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. There is nothing lacking in Jesus. He is the center of all things. Don't let the world's philosophy tell you that Christ is just another way, that all rivers lead to the same sea, and all paths lead to Rome. No, Christ is the exceptional one. Christ is God. You see, unless you hold to this truth and believe in it and revel in this truth, you are outside of the kingdom. Because only in him, our next verse tells us, is there reconciliation through Christ, whether on earth or in heaven, for he has made peace by the blood of his cross.